Hello and welcome to Irish Lost, episode 18, the DOC, or Date of Conception, which was a sun-centred episode, and strangely, even though it was a sun-centred episode, it was quite good, wasn't it? My name is Paul Barron, and you're welcome back to Irish Lost. As you know, I've been away, and therefore I'm now playing catch-up with all the different episodes, so if you'll bear with me, I'm trying to do a couple of small episodes of my podcast, which will bring me back up to date, and then I'm going to have a proper full-blown episode for the season finale, which I'll probably break into two because it's going to be a bit big and unusual for me because I normally try to keep it fairly quiet. So, Alfie is having a little nap at the moment. For my regular listeners who like to find out and send me emails, Alfie is having... Oh, I must give a little shout out to Nick Ryder and say that I hope he enjoyed his vacation, and that even though he's living in Ohio now, I hope that he returns to Chicago at some point or other, or that he visits there regularly, because as you know, I have relations in Chicago and I really love that town. So, best of luck, Nick, and thanks very much for introducing me to some of your friends. I hope that they like the show, and if they contact me, I'm sure we'll give them a shout-out as well. So, getting back to the show. Oh, yes. Listening to The Lost Community the other day, I was intrigued to hear people complaining about them going off on tangents. So, if you're one of those people who doesn't like people going rambling or going off on tangents, then don't listen to this podcast anymore. Turn it off. Delete it from your iTunes or wherever you're downloading it from, and then you won't have to rate me or complain about me or send me emails complaining that I go off on tangents, because as soon as I read that, I just delete them and say, listen to something else, because we've got enough listeners, you know, we don't need you. But all the rest of you, all the normal people who don't mind a little bit of rambling, then welcome to Irish Lost yet again. So, a sun-centred episode. And flashback I thought was pretty weak. Hands up, who didn't guess who the old lady was? Yeah, I can see you all there with your hands up. You knew who she was. Come on. I mean, how obvious was it going to be? But, you know, there's some nice stuff going on there. And there was a time when I had doubted the producers of Lost, and I thought to myself, you know, I even mentioned it in the podcast that they're making up certain things as they go along. But now, having watched the end of this series and having seen the little things being filled in, you know, I must retract that statement and say that these guys have an attention to detail that's second to none. And I now cannot wait to see these last three mini seasons, this whatever they are, 14 or 16 episodes each, you know, because, you know, they've been wrapping up stuff and picking up stuff that they haven't mentioned since season one. And, you know, I just thought that there's detail in this particular episode as well. Okay, let's just have a quick chat about Sun. Sun and the old lady who tries to blackmail her. And she, the strange thing that I thought at the time was she asked for 100,000, I think it was, US dollars. And I thought, oh, well, she must be leaving. She must be leaving Korea and going to the US or something. Why would she want US dollars? Or do they use US dollars in Korea? You know, along with Korean won. Is another currency accepted? You know, like in the UK, they'll take, in certain places, they'll take euro, even though they have sterling as their currency. But, you know, I don't understand. Maybe US dollars is also a currency in Korea. Or maybe she was going to leave. But when Sun asked for the money, Mr. Kwan gave her US dollars, Mr. Pike gave her US dollars as well. But getting back to the little itsy bitsy things, you know, When she came in to see her dad was talking to the other guys, and they were talking about the Hanso Foundation and some problem that the Hanso Foundation had with construction permits or something like that. And you can see it's all building around and hovering around in the background. Even if we don't pick it up, it's all there. And I think it's all going to come to fruition eventually. You know, it's going to be filled in, and all these things are going to join together. And, you know, when the series is finished, and when you can get the complete box set, imagine the fun that you'll have being able to watch the whole thing. Imagine Lost Weekend, friends, where you can sort of sit down and watch 10 episodes at a go. And my next door neighbour is a fan of Prison Break, and they've been, although now I'm not advocating this, they've been downloading it off the internet, you know, ahead of the of it being on here, and they've been watching like 10 episodes at a go in each day. And they absolutely, I don't watch Prison Break, so I have no idea if it's any good or not, but they watch it and they love it. You know, you can imagine the same thing with Lost when it's completely finished, and you can sit down and watch the whole thing right through, because I have all the DVDs, and they're really good to watch, you know, in a sitting. You can sit down on a Saturday or something and watch them three or four at a time, and it really does add to the thing. But Son gets the money for Jin, and Mr. Pike is no slow, is he? He picks up immediately it's for Jin, and he says, you know, he's gonna, now there's an opportunity for him to get Jin to do some work. So it's Son's fault that Jin ends up being an enforcer, or being Mr. Pike's strong arm guy, you know. But I have to say, the nicest guy on Lost has to be Jin's dad. He is an absolutely sound guy who you'd like to have as a dad. He's so nice. He is absolutely so nice. He's just a really nice guy. You know, he's been so nice when Jin went back to see him that time before the wedding. And now, even though he knows that Jin has sort of abandoned him and denied his existence, he's just so lovely. And he's so genuinely delighted to see Son, you know. And you just wish that, you know, that they could work something out, that it wouldn't be a big deal. And, you know, the fact that Mr. Pike actually gave, you know, originally gave Jin a normal job. I'm beginning to wonder, you know, we're saying about Mr. Pike that he's bad and, you know, he's evil and this, that and the other. But he actually gave, first of all, he let her marry Jin, right? And contrary to what we believed originally, he didn't make Jin an enforcer straight away. It was only afterwards when she went and got this money. So it was Jin's mother's fault, really, that this happened. So Jin was actually working in the car plant, and he was working on the floor or doing his management job or whatever, looking after a team of people or whatever. He had a proper, normal job. So Mr. Pike is not that bad. You know, his son-in-law was there, but he was working as a normal person in his, you know, in his legitimate business. So you wonder if, you know, the circumstances, and this is the whole thing, I suppose, about fate and circumstances. Circumstances have got in the way, haven't they? And they've caused problems. And I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but is there a possibility that Mr. Pike actually, I'm always trying to look, I'm useless, really. I am absolutely useless. I keep wanting things to work out nicely for people in shows. I'll be sitting there, oh, why can't they do this, you know? And, you know, why can't they just, once, can we not just have a happy ending? You know, I'm a bit of a sucker for that, you know? So, anyway, ugh. Yeah, I'm a bit of a sucker for that. But anyway, maybe it's since I've had Alfie or whatever. I just want happy endings all the time. Well, I've always wanted them, really. But I just wish, you know, maybe if they'd sat down with Jin and so got Mr. Kwan to come around and that, they could have sorted things out, you know, and they could have been happy. But it sort of all broke down in them because of this woman who came along, who happened to be Jin's mum, you know. And The other thing that was annoying about this, slightly annoying, I'm not, you know, we're not complaining about Lost, we're just, you know, we're critiquing it. At the end, Son goes, you know, how powerful her family is. But had she gone to Mr. Pike, right? Had she gone to Mr. Pike originally, when the woman told her, I want 100,000, had she gone to Mr. Pike and said, listen, Dad, there's a woman blackmailing me, he would have been angry, definitely, about Jin's mother, but I think he would have realised that there's nothing that you can do about your parents. You know, what can you do? You weren't even born. He would have been annoyed about it. He would have been upset about it. But I think he would have sorted out Jin's mum without having, you know, the necessary to give it on. Because like blackmailing, you give them the money, and what happens? They come back looking for more money. That's basically it, you know. So is she going to keep turning up looking for 100,000? So she's caused all this trouble originally, you know, and she really, you know, Mr. Kwan came out such a nice guy, and this woman just took him for a flipping idiot. And, you know, he was so good, he looked after Jin, even if he didn't know Jin was his son. And now she turns up, causing more trouble again. I think if Son had gone to Mr. Pike originally and said, listen, Dad, I know you don't like Jin, I've got some more bad news about him, and this woman is trying to blackmail me, Mr. Pike would have had it sorted immediately. And there would be no more blackmail, there would be no more hassle. Now, whether or not he would have demanded some sort of, you know, retribution from Jin then by making Jin an enforcer or whatever, then that would have been, you know, something different. But I think that Son should have really shown that bit of steel that she shows at the end when she meets the the woman again, Jin's mum, she should have done that at the start and said, do you know who my family are? Do you know what Mr. Pike actually does? Because obviously Son does know what Mr. Pike actually does. Do you know what my dad actually does for a living? Then you're foolish even to think about blackmailing me. So back to the island story. And we have Son, who's decided that she's going to tackle Juliet and find out what the story is. After she's suspiciously confronted by Jack. Jack turns up asking about her pregnancy. And he does seem creepy. And I'm with a lot of people. I don't trust Jack at this particular point in the episodes. He's just come back from working with the others. He was going to head off. He was going to leave them all there and head off with Juliet. And he's far too pally with Juliet for my liking. So Son's right to be a bit concerned. So then she approaches Kate, who appears to be her best friend on the island. And Kate explains that Juliet's a fertility doctor. So Son wants to find out what the story is. And after telling Son that she doesn't trust her and that she's not prepared to wash her clothes and eat her food with her like the other losties are, then she heads off into the jungle with her at night to the what was that medical hatch called? The staff, to find out whether or not she's pregnant and when her date of conception. Now, I didn't know what DOC meant, but date of conception, when her date of conception was. But I would have thought that she would sort of work that out basically from, when she missed her last period and sort of go back about a fortnight before that or whatever. But I know it's notoriously difficult, but I thought she would have had a fair idea about how it works out. But anyway, they went there and Juliet tested, gave her an ultrasound, and she told her that she was, I think it was 53 days or something. 53 days ago, she conceived. So my reckoning going back and looking up the fantastic Lostpedia was that Son and Jin were not talking at that time. Although, I know, you don't have to be talking to be making love, but still, let's see. At the moment, we know that it's Jin's baby, or we've been told it's Jin's baby. And at this point, you're wondering, how are they going to, we're never going to see this baby, because on island, we're never going to see the baby, if we continue as we are. But as we know from the finale, now things have changed, and we will be able to see the baby, or we'll be able to see what happens to Son. So, kudos to producers there. Excellent. And Juliet, of course, then reports back to Ben at the end, and she says, "I hate you." And it's a bit like her pulling that gas mask off and Left Behind off the table, as if she doesn't want to do this, but still not trusting Juliet. Still absolutely not trusting Juliet. And not really interested in whose Son's baby is. That's more of a soap opera thing. Couldn't really care less. But now that it is supposedly Jin's, we'll accept that. It was conceived on the island, so therefore Son may be in trouble. But is that the case? Is that actually the case? Maybe the fact is that, who are the others? Like, are the others these, how do you become another? If you come to the island and you join the others, does that make you another? Do you have the same properties as them? Like Ethan, and they're all super strong. And, if your sperm count is 5 times higher, then maybe your strength, you've got more strength, and you're just generally improved. Everything's improved about you. Because remember when Juliet kicked Kate's ass? Like Juliet, when she was back in America, when she was back in whatever part of the US that she lived in, she was quite a mousy person, and she didn't seem that she would do too much. Remember her hiding underneath the table when her ex-husband came in? She didn't seem like she was much of a kick-ass sort of a broad. But she arrives on the island, and she whipped Kate's ass. Really whipped Kate's ass. And Ethan is strong, Ben is strong, Tom is strong. They all appear to be, improved by this, by whatever it is that makes the island special. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen with, is there a particular breed of people who are the others? Or just, if you turn up on the island, are you automatically influenced by the healing properties of the island, or the improvement factor that gives you all this extra strength and all this extra virility? So that'll be interesting to see. So now we know when you're basically, they said they were giving us an answer. So it's Jin's baby. Okay, that's fine. Let's leave it at that. It's no problem.